Is Europe ready to confront the reality of a U.S.-Russia deal that might leave them sidelined? Welcome to the World Daily Brief, your go-to source for the world's most important news. Today is Wednesday, March 26, 2025, and here's what you need to know about the diplomatic standoff over sanctions on Russia. Let's dive in. As European leaders prepare to meet in Paris, they face a critical challenge: how to respond to signals that the United States, under President Donald Trump, may ease sanctions on Moscow in exchange for a ceasefire in Ukraine. This potential deal could significantly alter the geopolitical landscape, but many European governments feel these concessions are not America's to give away. The heart of the issue lies with the European Union's control over key sanctions, including those related to the Belgium-based international payment service SWIFT and Russia's shadow fleet of ships. European diplomats are concerned that any unilateral decision by the United States could undermine their strategic leverage against Russia. In recent talks held in Saudi Arabia, U.S. and Kremlin officials suggested easing restrictions on Russia's access to the international financial system and insurance for oil and gas tankers. While this might seem like a step towards peace, European leaders argue that such decisions require their input, given the broader implications for European security. The summit in Paris is not just about sanctions. Over 30 countries and international organizations are gathering to discuss security guarantees for Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron and United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer are leading these efforts, emphasizing that any change in sanctions must align with a genuine commitment to peace from Moscow. Why does this matter? The stakes are high. If the European Union appears divided or concedes to Russian demands, it risks weakening its position in international diplomacy. Moreover, any perceived failure to support Ukraine could embolden further aggression from Moscow and strain transatlantic relations. Looking forward, European leaders must balance their diplomatic strategy with the realities of U.S. negotiations. As Latvia's Foreign Minister Baiba Braje asserts, sanctions are crucial in limiting Russia's ability to launch future aggression. The European Union must decide whether to strengthen these sanctions or risk losing influence in global affairs. For business leaders and policymakers, the key consideration is how these developments might impact European markets and security policies. The potential deployment of a reassurance force to Ukraine, as discussed by European leaders, could also reshape military dynamics in the region. That's it for today's World Daily Brief. As Europe grapples with the complexities of a potential U.S.-Russia deal, the outcome could redefine power dynamics and diplomatic relations across the globe. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated on global affairs. This is AI Michelle signing off. Until next time.